Langley County Health Officer Megan Williams's guidance to people in the Northwoods might sound familiar. It's similar to the guidance you may have heard from many county health officers.
Continuing to follow DHS and CDC guidelines, so that includes, you know, staying home as much as possible, physical distancing of 6 feet between people that are not in your household, wearing a mask when in public, washing hands frequently, and disinfecting, you know, those high-touch surfaces.
Some people in the area are following those guidelines closely. Plenty of others aren't. Some scholars think those decisions might be tied to the narratives that develop during outbreaks. Duke University professor and author of the book Contagious, Priscilla Wald, is an English professor, not a medical doctor or public health officer. She studies the outbreak narratives that arise with global pandemics. Outbreak narratives are the stories of disease emergence and the spread throughout the world and the social, cultural, and economic context in which they occur. There certainly can be a political statement being made by individuals when they do not comply with CDC guidelines, but Dr. Wald believes there is much more to it.
We're social beings. We have real need for each other, and we have need for contact with each other, physical contact. Those are all key parts of being human. At the same time, we are always in contact with each other, and therefore we pose a danger to each other.
Wald explains some people's behavior in the same way that one might describe a drug addict. We crave something, in this case, close human contact, that could kill us and harm others.
The fact of being human means that we want to make this contact. It also means we present a danger to each other, and it also means we have a responsibility to each other. And so while there is this sense of American individualism, there's another strain that has run through America from, you know, our founding moments, which is we have responsibility to and for each other. We are a community.
Wald draws an interesting parallel to Typhoid Mary, who was made infamous as an asymptomatic super spreader of typhoid fever in New York in the early 1900s. Typhoid Mary, or Mary Mallon, was an Irish immigrant who worked as a cook before it was known how infectious diseases spread. Although she is made out to be the villain because she initially resisted attempts of confinement, Wald gives us a different picture.
They told her, you can't work as a cook anymore, but they didn't help her figure out some other way to make her living, and she was starving, and so the only thing she could do was work as a cook.
The difference today is we do know how infectious diseases spread.
We now have the science that shows that, yes, there is such a thing as an asymptomatic or healthy carrier who can transmit the disease. It's well known by people now. And so the fact that people now are choosing not to care about that is much more selfish, I think, than what Mary Mallon was doing.
Wald sees some similarities between COVID-19 and outbreak narratives of the past, like the disease starting outside the U.S., like in Asia or Africa, and a rush by the scientific and public health officials to contain the spread and find treatments and cures. But she also sees something quite different in the COVID narrative.
But what I think is different from the outbreak narratives I was seeing in the 1990s is much more of a sense of the broader problems that have caused it. So people are talking about racism. The protests are not separate from the COVID phenomenon, from the pandemic. People were perceiving much more broadly than in the past the ways in which diseases are suffered inequitably by different populations.
She is not referring to differences in infection rates because of biology, but rather because of the inequities in our social institutions.
And if we begin to make the changes that are being called for in the protests, so beginning with reforming the police and taking care of the anti-black violence that has been so obvious, but also moving into healthcare and education and economic equity and redistribution of resources, those are the very ways that we can address prevent outbreaks from happening, or at least preventing outbreaks from becoming pandemics.
Wald believes that long-term solutions may be possible because for the first time, the outbreak narrative is being told in this new way.
If you really want to address the problem long-term, you need to think in terms of changing your everyday practices. And that means addressing everything from environmental devastation and development practices to racism. This is what we're seeing with COVID.
For WXPR News, this is Jim Skibo.